I didn't know what to expect coming to Spain. When I was small, my dad had uprooted the family from here and taken us to Australia for reasons I didn't know. Whatever they were, it hadn't made us happy. It's funny, even when you're just a kid, you can always sense when something's not right. It was strange how easily I slipped into this family I'd never met before. They were all so happy in each other's company, so warm, so caring. In a parallel universe, my childhood would have felt like this. Meals around the table, smiles and laughter, breathing in the food, the wine, the love. I've been thinking a lot about that morning on the rock, the morning that will stay with me forever. The journey that began on that rock won't end here in Spain. Pops understood way before I did that I had a role to play in helping Dad. And it'll carry on forever if we keep learning to trust each other on this journey together. Because the destination, it is everything our hearts will ever desire. I'm coming home, Dad. Viendo a casa. After my mum left with Pops and Grandma, Dad went further and further into himself. He kind of gave up on the rest of us. It was like watching a ghost in his own body. I didn't feel pity for him. I didn't feel sorry for him. I didn't feel anything for him. This was the first time Dad ever talked to me, like really talked to me. He told me everything about my Uncle Orion, killed while they played together, when three brothers became two. He told me it all about what had haunted him all his life, his guilt for not saving Orion. He trusted in me. He let me in. Part of Dad's soul has died by the road with Orion that day. Two lives cut short.